Welcome to Game of Thrones Wieners and Such, or as we just found out is abbreviated, Got Wieners and Such. So welcome to Got Wieners. We're talking about episode 2 of this season, which is season 5. Correct? Am I correct by seeing season 5?
Yes,
season 5,
yes.
Episode 2.
Yes. Episode 2.
Yes. So, called The House of Black and White.
Yes. Welcome to the show. I guess we're doing it live at morelikeradio.com, but you're probably listening via podcast.
Go around the room, introductions?
Yeah, I guess we'll go around the room. This is a big crowd. We have a different crowd every week. I guess we'll start. I'll start with me. I'm Royce, host of Hippo Juice Show. Marie, of course.
From Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce.
Sean, also from Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce.
I like to call myself the talent of Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce.
We all let you believe
that. You do.
That.
Nobody else does.
Yeah, you're the only one that says that. John,
I am actually You Know Nothing, John Sanzeri.
You Know Nothing, John Sanzeri is here.
Can we please
yes.
have him be his name instead of John Laser? Can we just have
that
from now on?
You Know Nothing, John Sanzeri will be that from now on. So,
finish your introductions.
Who else are we? Ariel is here.
Padre cast.
Yes, Ariel is here joining us.
I am. It's been so long since I've been on a live show that I actually forgot that I had to log into a chat.
Yeah, that happens.
And I thought you were Sherry. Yeah.
True.
You
did.
You sounded like, geez.
Your accent isn't nearly as annoying as hers, so.
That's true.
A Minnesotan weirdo.
Fargo.
North of the Wall. She's a wildling.
Yeah.
Sherry and Mitch are wildlings.
Yep, they are. They absolutely are. Then the fucking frozen north. Yep, so you're 100% right.
And I'm that character that everybody forgot exists until they're back, like, in an episode randomly.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to
start
off.
Her name is Gilly.
There we go.
That's a great way to start off. We could talk about the fucking shape-shifting dude. Who's back, who I haven't seen him since season what?
You didn't introduce me.
Fuck.
He wasn't in season one. He was in like season 3.
So many people.
Well, I mean, every season you didn't introduce me.
Joel,
the soothsayer.
Hand of the King. Van Wingerden.
Yeah!
I'm not going to do a karaoke.
No, okay, good.
listen to Dutch and Royce if you want to know what that is all about. Yes.
So, I guess we'll talk about the shapeshifter who came back finally. What's that guy's name?
Jackin?
Yeah, he's jackin', all right.
Jackin' off.
He is
jockin'.
For whatever reason, was an old black man. In the
just
episode.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't understand the whole what's her face getting over there.
Arya?
Yeah, Arya getting over there, and then why'd there have to be a test?
Oh, pretty boy pedophile? What's his name again?
Yeah, pretty boy pedophile. The fucking
Jockin' Hagar.
The one that gave Arya all these wishes.
Yeah,
so that,
right. Like, and he was like kind of like her personal assassin because he owed her a favor for whatever reason.
Yeah,
Jackin Hagar.
Your poor man's Legolas, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Legolas.
Yeah,
Lego waffles.
Or Orlando Bloom. So yeah, they show up there. It shows the quarter, and then they're about to. I didn't understand that whole. I didn't get why there had to be. What did she have to prove?
Hopefully, they will explain it because
Yeah.
Her storyline was so kind of like brief. Like they only had like 3 scenes with her. So
that's like my opinion. Like this episode has felt like there was like a lot happening and then nothing happening.
That was in the second episode, there was a lot of nothing going on, but there was a lot of it that was going on. It's all setting up for was a setup for the third episode in the events that
it was
place.
The truck stop of the season.
So, full disclosure is that Sean watched ahead, so he kind of knows it's going to hit. But
I was going to. I just didn't.
I choose not to.
Yeah. So none of us, except for Sean, have actually seen anything past 2. We're watching it in order with everyone else. But I was very confused as to what the test was that Arya went through. Like, why was he a black man for a while and saying, get out of my house? And then all of a sudden he's like, nope, never mind. You're cool. Come on in.
Because it's like Fight Club. You have to hang out and wait.
Right.
And then
right.
They're like,
you
proved your
it.
Worth.
First rule of the white and black doors, you don't talk about it.
Exactly. Once you get in there, then the real shit starts to happen.
Then Project Mayhem makes sense.
Well,
exactly.
If you listen to what he was telling Arya last, he's a faceless man. He's the faceless man. I still don't know how he's doing, changing his face. We don't have any idea how he's changing his face.
Magic.
I don't think so. But it's... What's going on? There's what Arya's not learning is that she's asking for this guy by name. She's asking for him by name, Jaqen H'ghar. And the one thing that I remember from last year or from last season that he was trying to teach her was that a man does not have a name.
What does he want her to refer to him as then?
Master.
Well, no, I don't know what he wants her to refer to her as, but I think that's the whole thing that she's missing is that
you have no identity.
Yeah, that those people don't have an identity.
Didn't she like kind of like up. Pressure him or squeeze him to get the name at one point?
Yeah, she asked him what his name was. He replies, "A man does not have a name."
Right, and then he finally gave it to her. I forget what the circumstance was, but yeah. Oh, either way.
Is it just to like teach her that she's going to have to lose who she is?
Yeah, because basically her going to the House of Black and White is to train her. So that all this was a test. And now that she's in, it's going to get so much more awesomer. Like as the season progresses, she's become this badass fucking assassin.
Right. Nice. But you think that she's going to just like lose her name, lose everything of it? Because she's lost a lot of her family. She as far as she's concerned, everyone's dead and she's on her own.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think that's what's going to happen is they're going to start training her and they're going to be like, you have to be this identity and you have to be this identity and you have to be this and you have to learn to do all these different things because you're not Arya Stark anymore. You're a bunch of different people. You're whoever you need to be.
You're the faceless. That's who they are. They are the faceless.
Do you think that she's going to learn how to have the magical powers that this dude has?
Probably.
Eventually, I believe she'll get there.
So, it'd be cool to see that.
Know someone who's not letting go of their identity is fucking big, strong, muscular, blonde bitch. And the fact that she is refusing to on wanting to protect the Stark girls.
Brienne?
Because Brienne made an oath to the mother.
Oathkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like after this episode, kind of got the sense that she's a little bit of a stalker, or do you think she's just desperate to have a mission or a purpose in life?
I think the latter of what you just said.
Because she killed like however many of his men in that little skirmish inside that bar before she ran off with the horse, and she's still following them like. You know, that's like beating up like your boyfriend's friends and then hoping that, hey, I'm going to follow him long enough. He'll see that he needs me.
Well, in all fairness, she knows in her heart that Littlefinger is not to be trusted. And the fact that Lady Sansa is still with him and still in a way sort of like caught in his web of lies, she knows that she is not safe with Littlefinger.
Yeah, that's how she views it. I don't know.
But that's the only thing. She can't see anything from anyone else's perspective. She's like a robot that's doing exactly what she was told. She was given instructions. Don't 100%. Trust this guy. You have to protect the kids. And that's exactly what she's doing. And she won't take no for an answer because what else is she going to do?
Right. She's also loyal and honorable.
Yeah. Also, like, Littlefinger is taking Sansa somewhere, and it's probably worse than where she was.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure. But from Brienne's perspective, it's just a matter of if she gives up on these Stark women, she's giving up on their mother and the memory of her. And
the last order she was given.
Right. Yep. So it's like she's losing herself and everything she stands for if she fails on this mission. She won't. She'll die, I believe, before she gives up on these kids.
Which will probably happen given the show.
And given how pushy she is.
Where are they? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you asked where are they taking her? This is what I'm thinking. Littlefinger is a lot like the eunuch in the fact that like they're going to try and side themselves with a person who gives them the best chance to be successful. And they've tried siding with everybody else. And they're like, oh, this person's a wreck. This person's too violent. I guarantee that... Sansa Stark and Littlefinger end up with Khaleesi and the Dinkles.
No, you want to know where I think they're going?
Where?
Winterfell.
No, they're going south.
No, they're going north, aren't they? Or west?
No, they're going north. They're heading north.
Like, he's gonna... Here's what, like, I think...
I thought they were south.
Because the Boltons have Winterfell.
The Michael Boltons?
Michael
yes.
Bolton
yes.
has Winterfell.
All of the Michael Boltons.
All of them.
Honestly, I don't remember
that
the Boltons. I don't remember this.
That dude who tortured the shit out of Theon?
The dude that stabbed
Rob Stark?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Rob
that's
Stark.
Psycho.
The dude
oh my
that
God.
Stabbed Rob
How
Stark...
How great is that character?
Was
I know.
Bolton. The head of House Bolton.
I think Stannis will get there before they do, though, right?
But here's why. Because, like, there was this character who does not exist in the show called Jane Poole, and that was, like, Sansa's friend in the capital. Or when she was in when she was in King's Landing. And then, so that character doesn't exist. And, like, the whole thing with, like, the books or whatever, like, Jane Poole was, like, her is basically in this storyline. And she ended up in Winterfell. So I think that's where Sansa's going to end up.
So what's the plan going to Winterfell?
Marry her to Ramsay.
And then what?
The dick chopper offer?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy that
because the
off.
Boltons own the North.
Right.
And then what does little fucker get out of this?
Well, the North.
The North, because think about Sansa Stark is Ned Stark's oldest living heir.
Mm-hmm.
By
they
marrying,
have Winterfell.
Yeah, they have Winterfell. By marrying Sansa Stark to Ramsay, they would then be able to control the North because Sansa's a Stark.
But who's they? Is Littlefinger going to manipulate Sansa as she marries Ramsay?
He's already been manipulating
her. He already did.
He's been manipulating her.
But this now he has like an alliance with Roose Bolton, an alliance with all of the people that are with them. And probably the Lannisters kind of too, because aren't they still like in a truce with them?
By the way, how has Sansa gotten this far, 5 seasons in, and nobody has fucked her yet?
Because she's really whiny.
Because she's a teenager, I think.
I don't like the fact that she dyed her hair dark.
I do.
But I like the fact that they explained it, that she was in hiding. They at least called it out in episode two.
Well, then why did the Red Witch dye her hair? Is that just what happens when winter comes? Everybody just dyes their hair back to darker colors?
Isn't that what girls do in the seasons in, like, Earth time?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course. It gets, you know, winter time, we dye our hair dark. It's just what
you do. That?
No.
No.
Aww.
Yes, I do.
Hot.
Okay. So who's gonna? Okay, if we had to place our bets here, who's fucking Sansa Stark? Who's gonna be the first one to put it in her?
Okay, but
it's gonna be me.
It's
I'm
not gonna
going
be a
first.
Nice thing.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like a rape.
Oh,
like
she's totally getting raped.
Like a not nice rape.
You think she's gonna get raped?
I think because I think what's gonna happen is they're gonna marry her to Ramsay, and he is not.
What if she likes it though? Because he's one of those like sadistic fucks.
I think
what
Sansa's
if she's into that.
I think Sansa's gonna go gay.
To be honest, I mean, like all the death and despair that Sansa's been through. I mean, she's just a shell of a woman at this point.
Yeah,
exactly. But she's gonna get penetrated at one point, so it's either
she'll
gonna be
raped
by her willing, or she's going to rape somebody.
She'll get raped or betrothed and then raped to consummate the marriage or whatever. But I think that she's going to hate on men so much that she'll turn to women for comfort.
They haven't really showed very much lesbian action. They've showed a lot of gay action. A lot of dick.
Love me from
Dick. But not a lot of lesbian munching.
Give it some time, man. You got the third season next.
Right. Third?
Yeah, I mean the third episode. You know what I meant. Shut up. Everybody just shut up. I'm sorry.
But anyway, even going back to like the fact that like she's a Stark and that's what secures them Winterfell. Like you even saw it when Stannis got the message in the north at the wall that they wouldn't follow him because he's not a Stark. They only recognize the Starks as their kings.
Let's be honest, Winterfell's a fucking camp. Like it's the smallest town out of everything. There's really nothing going on. Why is that the pinnacle?
It's
town
the
takeover.
It's the little Haiti in Westeros.
No,
it's
awful.
The head of the North.
It's the king. It's the capital of the North. And the North, if you remember the scene of season four, where after Roose Bolton takes Winterfell, he carts Ramsay up to the top of a hill and goes, "Look that way. What do you see?" He goes, "Grass and shit." And he goes, "No, 600 miles or kilometers that way, the North. 400 kilometers that way. Yeah, it's, everything the sun touches is the North." So, I mean, It's bigger than the other six kingdoms combined, the size of the North.
Right. Well, so is Idaho, but nobody cares. Like, there's nothing there.
Potatoes.
Like, why is... I mean, the wall, if anything, should be considered the capital of the North.
No.
No, not at all.
Because it's defensive.
Well, then why did I had a question. Mm-hmm. How did Stannis get his entire army on the other side of the wall?
They went around.
Stairs?
They went around.
No.
That's the explanation?
Ice boats?
How the fuck did he get fucking 700 horses on the other side of the wall with nobody knowing?
He asked
nobody
nicely.
No one at King's Watch knew?
He asked nicely.
Wasn't there nobody guarding it?
They sailed.
Weren't they all fighting wildlings?
Anyway, they were fighting.
Where the fuck are the White Walkers?
Yeah, they were there, dragons. And then they're gone. Are they, with Hodor somewhere
coming.
Or something?
They're coming. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. It's
they're
coming.
With Bran's storyline that we're not seeing ever.
Ever, yeah. Ever again.
So what I think they were like, there's so much shit going on. Let's just put this in the back burner in case I stop writing good shit. I always have that to fall back on.
So Stannis Baratheon is trying to get the wildlings because he needs an army to attack. Yep.
To take over what is essentially a wooden walled camp.
Yes. To kill all the Boltons.
Michael Bortons.
And then
there's 120 of them, and he's got 700 horses. He needs more people to do it.
And also the wife of the fucking what's his face, the Viper, was talking to his brother.
The dude
Elliot
with the wheelchair.
Yeah, was talking to his brother.
No,
Doran, Prince Doran.
Yeah,
not Elliot. Elliot was Oberyn's wife.
There's so many people.
Yeah, that's who was talking to Prince Doran.
The Viper.
Right, no, Elia's dead, the one that, or the sister of,
no.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, sexy guy who got killed in the gladiatory.
The one who fucking got killed by the mountain.
The mountain, and the wife.
Right.
Yeah,
wife.
With pointy
Oberyn's
shoulders.
Sister.
That's his sister?
His sister died.
No,
that's
I'm talking about his wife.
Her name's not Elia.
I'm not the one that said
he
that.
He had a wife, but he also had a lover.
That's what I was trying to explain.
Pointy shoulders.
Anyway, she is in she was like talking to the brother about you should go after the Lannisters because they killed
Lannister daughter. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, she wants to kill the kid.
She does.
And then they sent Cersei a threat.
Yeah, that's
right.
What was
that's
the threat
why
again?
Jaime's heading up there. Which, by the way, I kind of knew, but they really confirmed it in the fact that every single one of Cersei's kids is Jaime's kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Every single one of them.
It's like everybody knows, and he's like, no, don't talk about it. And she's like, everybody fucking knows.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
who are we hiding it from, Jamie?
But I like... Facebook. What did that guy want that dude's head for?
I don't know.
Like, remember when she comes into the council and Tyrion's like, oh, what's she going to do, kill every dwarf? And then there's like a dwarf's head?
I know why. Right. Because
essentially, they were just... Anybody who found a random dwarf was like, that has to be that person.
I know why.
So the midgets are getting lopped off left and right.
Because he's probably going to attach that to the mountain's body and make like... Because remember, he was working on the mountain too when he was like, oh, I'll make him stronger.
Dude, right. The mountain's going to be a zombified beast, man. He's going to be like Frankenstein when he fucking comes into 100%
using
potential.
Parts
yeah, exactly. Right.
And not the actual skull itself. He'd be using maybe an eye or two.
Yeah,
it and reconnecting that to the nerve.
Gross.
Optical nerve.
You fucking.
Thank you, doctor.
Doctor,
are you working on him?
I am not a doctor.
No,
you're not reattaching the head.
And then I love seeing
doctor.
Going back to the threat and Jamie going to find the kids, I guess. It was nice to see the dude that was helping him train when he lost his hand back, and he was marrying some ugly-ass bitch.
Some pudgy
bitch. Yeah, man, seriously.
Then, she was like, you're not even going to get my castle.
That was actually Snagglethor.
But I love the look that she gave Jaime Lannister, like, who the hell is this hunk?
Look at this tall drink of water.
No, everybody knows who Jaime Lannister is. Who's a Kingslayer?
Slayer of our hearts, maybe.
Really?
He is very dreamy.
With those chiseled good looks.
And that solid gold hand.
Right, and his dildo attachment that he has that pleases all the ladies.
You know he has attachments.
He has a dildo attachment.
Why wouldn't you have an attachment?
I mean, that would just be dumb.
Yeah, if I had a stump, man, I would just make all kinds of weird shit for it.
You know it. So I guess he has a journey down south. And then he's probably going to fuck everyone that's down south.
Might as well. Journey down south, isn't that the same thing?
Nobody likes the Lannisters in Dorne.
Yeah, they're going to murder.
You think? That's the reason why he said he's going to go in kind of like inconspicuously, just so he can, like, you know, jailbreak her out of there, I guess.
Yeah.
Which will start all-out war, first of all. Why did they think about that?
You know what's interesting, though, is, like, so his daughter is now in Dorne being, like, held by the Martells or whatever.
No, she
and it's, like, the same thing.
One of their sons.
Yeah, and it's, like, the same thing that happened with Sansa and the Starks.
Ironic.
Like, where Catelyn was coming in to try and save her, or Ned was like, no. And then after all of that, she became a prisoner there. And now Myrcella, which is like Cersei's daughter, is now basically a prisoner in Dorne, whether she knows it or not.
Right. She probably doesn't know.
Did you guys talk about the Dinkles?
The Dinkles?
The no. Dinkles.
We didn't talk about the Dinkles.
We did mention that they were going after trying to kill all the little people, all the dwarfs. They were cutting heads off.
Well, we did talk about the whole cutting heads thing, and we think that it might be the reason why the medicine man wanted the head was for parts for the mountain.
Yeah.
But other than that, dwarf
army, man.
Just
bits and pieces.
Just building big people out of dwarf heads.
Stack a whole bunch of little people. What do you get? An average size man.
That's not how it works, I don't think.
You don't know that. They're small. What are you, a doctor?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Was there doctor?
Not that again.
Was there any Da Khaleesi storyline in this?
Da Khaleesi.
A little bit. Actually, that was the final scene.
Da
Khaleesi got her dragon back.
We're kind of jumping all over the place.
Not really.
There,
I mean, it didn't. I mean, the dragon didn't bite her hand off, but it didn't let her touch her.
No, but you see the look. It was like, "Hey, mom, I'm gonna go kill something real quick. I'll be right back."
And
like that was the kind of look. That's
okay,
what it
honey.
Said to me, John.
Which
okay.
made me think that the one that escaped is going to be the one that saves her, and the ones that she locked up are going to be the fair ones that are like, yo, mom, you fucking locked us up. What the shit?
Do you think the other two are going to tattle on mom? Like, they fucking locked us up in here.
I think they're feeding me sheep and haven't even skinned them yet.
My mom
well, think about
me
this,
up
because she
I
locked
fine.
Them up, and then in the first season when she went to go see him, they're like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to burn you all fucking
first
alive.
Episode?
Like. Yeah, in the first episode. I know, I said season again.
You really have a problem.
Why was she afraid of the fire? They can't kill her.
Domino,
she's immune to fire.
Domino says that the dragon approves of her because he didn't immediately shit on her face.
That is true.
There.
Shit hot fire, so she didn't turn fucking melted.
But you could see there was like a slight glimmer of that dragon kind of going, hey, mom, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like a quick little... I recognize you that I like you, but I'm not going to listen to you right now, Mom. I'm going to go to do the movies. And by movies, I mean Burn Villages.
Didn't the Khaleesi kill that other slave dude, too, for speaking out? Didn't that happen in episode two, or was that one?
She killed him because he killed...
Yeah, he killed the other
her
dude.
Her prisoner.
Her prisoner,
yeah.
Yeah,
he killed a
remember?
Prisoner,
right.
And then everyone was against it.
Shit,
and the entire
about that.
And I was sitting there going, don't. But like, she in her head is like, I need to be strong in this moment. And then decided to take the guy's head off, which was a wrong move to do in that moment.
I agree.
You think so?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit if the other... No, I do know so. Because you want to have the backing of your people in that moment. And you can send other strong messages to people who might hear word of you, quote, being soft in other ways. You know what I mean? Like,
but
if that's what's going to make you soft, then so be it. You need to keep your people on your side.
But at the same time, like, if she would have let him go, they would have shown that she was soft and also shown that she would be not that good of a
woman. But what I don't understand...
Here's the thing, though. Lesser than the other. Like, this one is worse for her than the latter.
Well, what I don't understand
is... But, I mean,
is...
she just released all these people, and then she just killed one of them, and now they're, like, against her. So it's like...
Right. So she got to figure some shit out. And you wonder who's going to do that? The Dinkles.
What I don't understand is why she was all like, we got to give this other guy a trial. And she waited so long for the trial. But this other dude's like, fuck a trial, kill him now. Like,
right.
That's the thing I don't get. It was really contradictory.
Oh, no, because he outright openly rebelled against what
But you still got a trial.
No.
I guess. I just think it's kind of weird. I know. It seems like she was. I think the poor people are going to riot because they feel like she was favoring the masters again.
And
you
this
know?
Sets
yeah, cause
up
it really, it,
her needing help, and the Dinkles is on there. I'm telling you, fellas, this was going to happen.
It, it really sucks because she released all these people that knew nothing else other than to be a slave, and now that they're released, they don't know anything else, you know?
What is Okay. The whole thing with like the prisoner, like, wasn't the point of having a trial so that she wouldn't be compared to her father, who just killed people?
Yeah.
Because he thought she was justified, but then so the dude killed the prisoner.
Yep.
And so now she has this like slave guy who she either can kill or let go, and wouldn't there be more killings from like the people with the weird masks if she let him go?
I don't know, but she's not a very good leader.
Well, she really
is. So you're saying you're not going to vote for her in 2016?
No, I would not vote for her.
I would rather vote for her than for Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, she doesn't have dragons.
That's a point.
She has nicer tits.
She's just confused. You just compared.
Yes. Why are you surprised?
She's very confused. You know, she enjoys her sex on the side. She enjoys nice dresses and looking pretty and sitting with very good posture in a seat on top of a large staircase.
That ass, though. God damn, man.
Oh, my God.
She's very good at standing and being stoic and having blonde hair and is not super awesome at being a leader or keeping control over her own dragons.
Well, she's kind of torn between I need to be a good leader and a powerful leader at the same time, yada, yada. Hence my theory of the Dinkles coming in and going, look, bitch, this is the way you need to do it.
You know who's a little bit hotter
and
than
he fucks her
Khaleesi?
The butt.
Who's a little bit hotter?
Khaleesi's stunt double. Oh, my God.
John.
Khaleesi has a stunt double?
I shit you not. She is.
What's her name? Do you know?
Name escapes me, but she is freaking stunning, man.
Emilia Clarke, right?
Anywho, what else happened while season?
Oh, Jon Snow became commander.
Yes. That's
yes.
right.
That was awesome.
God, that was that whole voting thing where they were
tallying up
the votes. Oh God, that was great. Maybe I could find a little clip from that. That was great.
What's his name? The old Targaryen. Aemon
Targaryen.
Yeah,
he was just like, I'm voting for Jon Snow.
Yep,
deciding
that was awesome.
Vote, bitches.
Well, in the beginning, they wanted to make him a Stark. And he was like, oh, you're going to make me a Stark instead of a Snow?
Oh, yeah, because they were going to try and give him Winterfell. Mm-hmm. So that Stannis could be like, yo, North, here I am. Follow me.
That's true.
How he said it, too.
That was a lot of good news for Jon Snow in one episode. Like, Jon Snow usually gets the shit end of every stick. And they're
his girlfriend died.
And then he had
to make two choices. And then his friend's speech, like, when they were in that mess hall was fucking awesome. Because everyone was, like, picking candidates.
And on top of that, he offered him, the other dude before, offered him the Stark name back, remember?
That's what we were just saying.
He did.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to pull up a clip for
you
guys.
I have it here if you want.
I had it. Okay, well.
Fat boy's speech.
This year? Fat boy Slim.
You have it. Go for it. Or if not, I have
you mean
it.
Sam.
His name playing.
Is Sam.
Do you hear
Sam the Slayer.
What?
Another wildling lover just like his friend Jon Snow.
Not letting me not?
How's your lady love, Slayer?
Her name is Gilly. Brother Slint knows her quite well. They cowered together in the larder during the battle for the wall.
Lies!
A wildling girl, a baby, and Lord Janus. I found him there after the battle was over, in a puddle of his own making.
First of all, slam.
He could have dropped Mike right then, but he went on.
Whilst Lord Janus was hiding with the women and children, Jon Snow was leading. Sir Alistair fought bravely, it is true. When he was wounded, it was Jon who saved us. He took charge of the wall's defence. He killed the Magna of the Thens. He went north to deal with Mance Rayder, knowing it almost certainly meant his own death. Before that, he led the mission to avenge Lord Commander Mormont. Mormont himself chose John to be his steward. He saw something in John, and now we've all seen it too. He may be young, but he's the commander we turned to when the night was darkest.
Yeah! That's basically the gist of it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, that was the one before the vote.
Sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
I said they all voted after that speech and whatnot. That was his nomination, I guess.
It was tied, and then was, blind
yeah,
guy.
The blind dude, yeah, he like threw in his coin.
Now, do you think Jon Snow is going to be a good leader?
I think he is. I think so far everything he's done. I mean, look how he handled the attack on the wall.
I'm more wondering if he's going to be a good lover after him banging the shit out of the redheaded wildling girl in that waterfall scene. Which, by the way, I think I jerked off to that.
Dude, she was so fucking hot in all them clothes, man.
She was so fucking hot. In the clothes? No, I was more talking about the naked part.
Yeah, in and out.
Am I getting more too dirty for the podcast right now or what?
No. You're good. You're good. It's
everybody fine. Stop talking. That was just John and I talking about redheads that we've jerked off to.
Because everyone else is
read
jerking
Skype.
Off.
Yeah, why don't you read Skype? I was trying not to make a deal out of it. We're having technical issues. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I see.
Way to go, Dutch of the North.
I was more talking about the other people who aren't dealing with technical problems. How about you help me out here?
I was.
Jerk off redheads too, or no?
Sure.
Of course I do. Beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
So that one, okay, let's see. Best sex scenes in the show so far. I would put that one as number one for me. In the last episode, the two gay guys making out, that was pretty hot.
Well,
I mean, if you like that sort of thing.
No, I don't. I just was talking about... Wait, what?
Hot stuff.
Great.
Trying to think. What else? Oh, yeah. The scene between Robb Stark and Hot Tits. I forget what her name is.
Oh, his wife who got stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Whose name I don't remember.
That's nobody okay. remembers her name.
She had hot tits.
Am I only the person that was kind of happy that the Stark family was killed?
Yeah.
Probably.
Kind of was sick of that. I was like, okay, good. I was
the
only person
that
watched scenes. The Red Wedding that wasn't like, oh my God. I was like, yes, finally.
I really did think that she was the hottest of all of them so far, aside from the Red Witch, because like
you have oh, my the God. Red Witch, don't you?
Wait.
No, but the one that died in the Red Wedding with that nose, oh my God, she was so fucking hot. The one that was like a medic on the side.
Yeah, that Robb Stark's
wife.
We just said that.
Yeah, no, I was like elaborating and telling you how much I thought she was hot as well.
Oh, she thought she was the hottest. Okay.
So we're circling back to.
Yeah,
it was a circle jerk.
Yeah.
Now, what were you saying, Arrow?
No, I said, what? So what is the deal? So why is she like obsessed with Jon Snow?
I don't know. Like, she's always been weird, and she can always pick up on things for whatever reason. Which, by the way, is that religion for reals?
I think so, because wasn't the cousin into it, too?
Yeah, I think he's into it as well. Like,
he was, like
in
ugly,
that world,
left, he
came for whatever
back
reason, that particular religion is a real thing, I'm guessing. Because at first I thought she was just, you know, one of those, like, soothsayers that kind of said... You know, was using it for power. But when you're sitting there on the wall in the middle or, you know, the start of winter and you're not wearing anything and you're warm still.
There's like, something legit to it.
There's something. I mean, obviously she had like a ghost baby coming out of her pussy at one point. So
which they do mention again.
Yes, they did.
This episode, Brian was
like,
the
yeah, shadow. And they were like, shadow.
Right. So it's like that. Nobody believes it, but it's still a real thing because we saw it, right?
Yeah.
It definitely has to be. Because, like, it's just there's so much other things that it's, like, for that not to be real would be, like, odd.
Do you think that the Red Witch knows that Jon Snow is the bastard son of the king? She's not saying it. She senses it.
Oh, yeah.
And she knows how vital that he is.
Dom in the chat room says she just wants to fuck Jon Snow.
She doesn't want to
fuck him, and she does fuck other dudes. Remember a couple seasons ago when she fucked that other guy, the young guy, the guy,
the other hot bastard,
the blacksmith dude. Remember that she got in, she banged him, and it was totally okay. So yeah, she absolutely wants to fucking bang Jon Snow. Absolutely.
We all do.
Oh, why?
Domino
what
says,
is she?
Fire Priestess just wants dick. young viral dick.
She probably wants what she can't have, and she knows Jon Snow won't give up the sex. But then again, he may give up the sex for a redhead.
Viral.
It's what plants crave.
Viral.
It's what every man craves. Redheads.
Viral dick.
Electrolytes. You don't
want viral dick. You want viral dick. There's a big difference.
Are you sure you don't want viral?
Did I say viral?
Well, he wrote viral.
I was reading. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like she's immune to cold. She's probably immune to viral, too.
Yeah. Viral.
Viral.
Well, she's immune to cold. Khaleesi's immune to fire. Now we need someone immune to earth. We have a fucking reverse Captain Planet going on.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Captain Westeros.
And fucking Podrick and Behart.
Guys, once again,
he is.
A little upset. Second episode, no Iron Bank. What the fuck? They left us with this cliffhanger.
But you did have Davos saying Stannis Baratheon.
Yeah, but that was great, by the way. I can't not. Every time, I only think of Sean saying Stannis Baratheon. Every time he comes up, Stannis Baratheon. Yeah, I need some more Iron Bank.
He knows justice.
I need some more Iron Bank, guys.
Stannis Baratheon is the candidate I can believe in.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of a jerk. I don't like him.
Yeah,
but
he really knows
how to run things.
Yeah, not really. He's listening to a spiritual advisor who fucks younger men. I mean, yeah. I guess if that knows how to run things, since he knows how to run things.
Because if anything, he really is a tool. Like, if anything were to happen in this season, yeah. Red Witch kills Stannis Baratheon, and then she ends up being, like, the, like, yeah. unruly, like, ruler of everything.
Yeah, I also like how fucking Jon, going back, just brought up Stannis Baratheon, how Jon Snow basically told him, no, I don't want the Stark name. I don't give a fuck. I'd rather stay here at the Night's Watch.
Exactly.
Like, they were kind of dicks to him.
I did not see that coming. No, I get it, but he really...
I didn't get that vibe. I didn't get the vibe.
I didn't
when
get
he
the fuck you vibe.
That's true.
No, I got the vibe of him just going, I am a soldier of the wall, yada, yada. He was basically doing the company line. He didn't say, fuck the Starks.
No.
I didn't get that at all.
I think he was just kind of like, oh, I would have taken it, but I took this oath, and I kind of have to like hold by this oath thing.
Because his whole thing is honor, just like Ned Stark was.
I don't understand.
And Brienne.
I don't understand why their brother Tony Stark doesn't just come with his Iron Man machine and solve all the problems, because issue solved then, right?
Because he's in the Iron Bank.
Yeah, he's too busy with the Iron Bank.
Iron Man would be at the Iron Bank. You're right. I apologize, guys. That's on me.
He's trying. He's loans.
But I will say this. When they showed the House of Black and White, I seriously thought, because they opened up the black door and she couldn't get in, I seriously thought they were going to open up the white door and it would be somebody else like, yeah, sure, come right in. I swear, I thought it was be like one of those like Superman Mitzelplick things where like half of the house is black and like yin and yang, like the opposite of it. And it's just divided. Like
I think
that.
You enter through the black door and you can leave through the white one.
It was a child murder thing, wasn't it?
That would be fucking awesome.
I knew it when I said it.
By the way, I have a question.
Yes. Awesome.
How does we need to see his dick Carlisi squeeze guy? Mm-hmm. Not only like, how does he just know a guy was plastered into the side of the wall, but how did the guy plaster himself into that wall before he stabbed through it?
He went behind
literally
it.
Literally in the plaster.
He clearly had a secret door leading to
underneath,
that spot,
and he just broke the plaster. He just
went. He just knew.
Like he went under
that area, and then he just like stabbed. Like, I'm gonna stab him in the leg, not his dick. His leg.
I mean,
I know
exactly.
He
has the power to be a completely different character from when we first met him. So of course he has the power to break through drywall.
I guess. Yeah. What was his character when we first?
It was a different guy. It was like a blonde guy. Remember? Like
right.
It was totally different dude.
Yeah. When I first
way
I was
less
like,
attractive one. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah. He dyed his hair.
Guy.
Yeah.
He dyed his hair just like Sansa and Melisandre.
Way
did.
Less attractive. Uh-huh. No, Ariel, you just have a type. You're just like Jon Snow. You like bearded, rugged men. That's all you. That's your. You have a type. It's not that he's less attractive.
I do.
All the guys Ariel likes are the same kind of dude. It's really funny.
Yeah. You need a Mitch in your life.
Yeah, you need your own Mitch.
You need your own Mitch. Some rugged, weird, rednecky.
A wildling.
Murder.
A wildling. You need a wildling.
You need a wildling.
I need to go north of the wall.
You need to go north
you
of the wall.
You need some wilding dick.
There's dirty, dirty wilding.
With a bush that just won't quit.
He haven't showered in 3 months.
Oh, God. And that's something
Orth
else.
Is coming, Dick.
I wanted to see a little bit more magic. You know, we had that one scene with that weird bald wizard guy in one of the earlier seasons, and we haven't seen anything like that anymore. Like, you know,
that fucking changeling?
Yeah, like, no, this dude. I don't remember his name, but when Khaleesi, the one that stole Khaleesi's dragons?
Yeah, in that tower castle that had no doors in Carth.
Yeah, I haven't seen any more like mage stuff. I would thought there would be a little bit more of that at this point, but they really have been kind of low on the magic.
Yeah, they kind of addressed it. They addressed it with the Red Witch and the fact that, like, she doesn't get cold. So that was like a hint at it, I guess. And then just the fact that dragons even exist in this world kind of, you know.
I know, well. But I mean, it, but you know,
and then there's the doctor that's Frankensteining dead guys.
Yeah,
right.
He's gonna make midgets into monsters.
Doctor.
He's not a doctor.
You don't know that.
There's a guy that changes his face.
Frankenstein was the monster, not the doctor.
Oh my God! One of you, shut up.
Yeah, no, but that guy that changes his face,
not the monster, Ariel,
was earlier. I mean, there's been no new.
There's no new magicians.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
except for that witch that opened up the season.
There is no spoon.
And what I'm talking about is like Skyrim mage, like Middle Earth mage, like that kind of
like can blow ice from their hand.
Yeah, all like right. That.
Stupid. You can't combine both worlds. This is a completely different type of world that you have to accept this.
You're
one
right.
For what it is.
I'm really sorry that I'm confusing two worlds that have dragons, magic spells, chain shifting creatures.
Because they haven't changed dragons. Enough.
But you can't tell me after watching Game of Thrones, you immediately want to play fucking.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. You don't want to play Skyrim.
No. Because when I watch Walking Dead, I don't immediately think that I need to go watch, you know, old school Dawn of the Dead nonsense. Like, they have the same concept. Yes, zombies are in these two movies and dragons are in these two type of films, but doesn't mean they exist in the same world.
Good comeback.
I'm not saying they exist in the same world. What I am saying is that the Middle Earth genre has always had that sort of, even in video games and even in the Lord of the Rings, more magic, more stuff like that. And this one, they do have a little bit of it, but it wasn't as much as I thought. And I'm not complaining. I love the show. I'm just saying I really enjoyed when they had, you know, like those kind of, like that dude. I posted the picture.
I think it's smart that they don't overdo it. Like, they keep like a hint of it, like here and there. They don't like go overboard with it.
I feel like we'll get more into it, like, when eventually Bran comes back.
You can't go full mage, is what you're saying?
Well, because he's a
You never go full mage.
You never go full mage. You never go full mage. But, yeah, I think when Bran comes back, when fucking Crow Eyes comes back.
Never. When Bran comes back, everyone will have magical powers, and the White Walkers will roam the earth.
And then we'll have more Hodor. Do you think Hodor will actually say more than just Hodor?
No.
I wish Hodor would talk about feminine rights once in a while, you know? I'm a misogynist.
He really does talk about his dick way too much.
He talks about himself, and it's like, what a narcissist Hodor is. I'm fucking sick of him.
Khaleesi has gigantic eyebrows.
Yeah, I will agree with that. Her eyebrows are redonk.
I don't know why that makes her hotter to me.
Because she's more attainable?
I guess. Maybe, you
especially
know
with them pepperoni
you hit something there, yeah.
When you find a flaw,
something about that.
For example,
it's like, that's a girl I could hit on.
Megan Fox's thumbs make her attainable because she has weirdo thumbs. That's what makes them human. They're not perfect,
right?
But at least she doesn't have Hayden Panettiere arms.
Yeah, T-Rex arms.
I don't know. No, here's the thing. It's not that it makes her more attainable. Like, I think her eyebrows are attractive. Like, there's nothing wrong with them.
It's like
it clearly shows that she's not a natural blonde.
Yeah, Brooke Shields type of vibe.
It's like that type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was Tyrion? We didn't talk about him.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, he's drinking himself across the country. Having a grand old time.
Oh, I thought you said Tywin. Sorry.
Yeah, he's just fucking pub crawling across Westeros.
He's chilling with Varys and hanging out.
Yeah, in this episode, they basically it was just him and the eunuch just kind of talking
about. They had
like
a speech.
Yeah,
they just had like a quick conversation about like, you know, being in a box and yada, yada, yada.
The Dinkles? So.
Yeah,
the Dinkles.
Fucking love me some Dinkles. But I think you guys are right. I think he is going to end up helping out Khaleesi eventually because he's smart enough to do it.
100%.
And then fuck her, like you said. I think he will. And they're going to have little mixed babies. Little
I don't know about the fucking
they're
part,
almost the same height.
He's the one who's going to figure out. He's going to help her figure out how to be the correct kind of a leader. And I think in a weird way, he's going to be the reason why the dragons start liking her again.
I guess
that's my prediction.
Well, what I'm
now,
saying.
Now, Khaleesi has that. Fuck buddy on the side. Do you think if and when Dinkles comes into play, do you think he's going to get jealous and try to cock block the Dinkles, or the Dinkles is going to try to cock block? One of them is going to end
that
up
character.
Like,
I think what's going to happen is he will die in some kind of a combat.
Yeah.
Good looking, nice ass guy.
like in the slave battles, that they're going to bring back.
Oh, they're going to bring back the pits.
Yeah,
right. Something will happen where he has to get in there, or even like, you know, obviously, you know, Khaleesi is going to bring her army to Westeros. Everybody knows it. So once she finally does that, maybe he'll die there, and then she'll, you know, get like a pity fuck out of the midget just because she's sad because her hot ass.
Do you think Dinkles is going to go into the pit battles? Do you think he's got to?
No, he's not retarded. No, but no.
I'm not saying he's got to do it by his own accord. I'm just saying, do you think that, like, hypothetically,
like he'll pay someone?
Like he's going to have to prove his worth by going into these things.
He is going to have to get her attention somehow.
No, I think he's going to talk his way, and then Khaleesi will be like, oh, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. He's helping me more than any of my other idiots that I've had around me.
Well, I guess if you have to fuck a midget, you're going to want to fuck the Dinkles.
Of course.
Good looking midget, right?
Yeah, especially with that scruffy beard he has.
He really is the hottest looking midget in Hollywood right now.
But there's not a lot of competition.
Dinkles is so hot right now.
It's him and...
Because Vern Troyer just looks like a fucking like unshelled peanut.
Okay, Vern Troyer... there's little people, and then there's Vern Troyer. He's like a foot shorter than normal midgets and little people. Like, and by the way,
the only other midget that you even have real midget, because like you said, he fucking Mini-Me doesn't count, is Warwick, you know, and that's it.
And Wee Man.
Yeah.
And the Leprechaun from the Leprechaun series.
Well, that's Warwick Davis, same guy.
Whatever. He's got a name, so what?
Yeah, Warwick Davis. He's also on the show Life Too Short with Ricky Gervais, was really funny. But anyway, yeah, I mean, is the Dinkles getting any more work? That's something I would wonder. Is he getting any more work from this? I haven't seen him in anything else. But then again, I might have been looking too high on the screen.
He's going to be in the that Adam Sandler movie that we talked about, the cartoon movie where the episode of Futurama where the video games.
Yeah, he's in the
video game movie.
He does a lot of theater work. That I know that.
And he was, and during Game of Thrones, he was Trask in Days of Futures Past in X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was in that movie. He was pretty good in that. That's right. Yeah. All we know is the eunuch guy's not going to get work anywhere else, because, I mean, that's all he's going to be, I guess.
Eunuch?
Is just a eunuch?
Yeah.
Don't see a lot of those in movies or shows these days.
No.
Not anymore, anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was reading an article that came out that apparently, I forget who was being interviewed, but someone from the show saying there's going to be a bigger shock than the Red Wedding this season. So I don't know what it's going to be, but does anybody want to take a stab at what you think it might be?
And for people who read the books, you can't weigh in.
Yeah, you can't fucking... Did you read the book, Ariel?
I read the wiki.
You really spoiled it for yourself.
Why would
like
you
asshole?
Spoil for yourself like
because
that?
Because I needed
I'm
to
mad at
know
you right
something.
Now. Why would you do that?
You're
no,
crazy.
That's retarded.
You know, you
crazy.
Were so cool living up to just now, and then that
you know
was just like...
That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I started reading the books. I got to, like, book two.
And what happened?
And
words are
like,
hard?
What?
Words are hard?
Yeah, words are too hard, and I'd rather watch the scruffy, bearded, good-looking guys...
Me too.
...on the TV.
I hear that.
So, and then I was like, you know what? No. And then I needed to win an argument.
There you go.
You so I looked ruined, did you win it?
You ruined an entire
I did.
Series.
Was it worth it?
It was.
You ruined an entire series over winning an argument?
Yes.
Of course.
You're crazy.
Wow.
Well, fine. Then people that don't know, what do you think is going to be the shock this season?
I don't know. Because
do
to be honest, it's not actually what I read. So I don't know.
Who do you think's gonna die? Who do you think's gonna? Someone's gonna die. Who do you think's gonna die? The biggest shock to me would be Jon Snow getting killed.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's gonna die.
Oh,
and it's not gonna be the Dinkles.
Oh, I don't want any.
Watch
more
it ends
characters.
Up being the Dinkles because Royce just said that.
It's not gonna be the Dinkles.
I don't want any more popular characters to die.
Who's gonna get killed?
But here's
what
the thing.
What if it's Varys?
Who?
The eunuch.
Okay, that's
like, not like a big thing. Although that wouldn't be like, a huge shock.
That was no, because the last time they killed someone, it was a main viewpoint storyline character. He's not. It has to be. Is it to equal the shock? It has to be.
Yeah, him
like
and Littlefinger are the kind of characters that progress the story. They're the ones who are like the side cogs that keep the thing going. They're the gears.
Do you think that Littlefinger or Lady Sansa will figure out Littlefinger, and Littlefinger will off Lady Sansa?
No, I think she's going to get raped violently.
Yeah, I think she's too important.
I think Jon Snow is going to take over, is going to eventually either take over all the Wildlings' army and then have that be his army, or something's going to happen to Stannis Baratheon this season and Jon Snow's going to take over, and that's going to get him into the mix.
I think Stannis will probably be
the Marie has something. Marie has something.
What if Arya kills Cersei?
Ooh.
Jesus.
Oh, she's on the list. Damn. Yeah.
She is on the list.
First name on the list.
This is a, I think what they're setting up for is they're doing now with Arya, like they're doing with basically the whole White Walker and Bran storyline. They're setting up a put aside to bring back for later kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think is happening here.
I feel like the most logical choice, I don't know, I would say Jon Snow would be the most shocking.
That'd be most shocking, but more likely, I think, would be Stannis.
I don't
think
so.
He's probably be the next one to die.
Is that what makes Seekers? Right now, Jon Snow is perfectly positioned to get immediately into the mix of the throne of Game of Thrones if he does, because he, like you guys pointed out, he never technically said no to the Stark name. He just said he was a Night's Watch. Something may change where he'll take the Stark's name and become that. And once he takes the Stark's name, then he is then entitled to be one of the people on the throne because of his name.
Because in theory,
if he dies, he can come back to life.
True.
Because Melisandre can bring people back from the dead.
That's right.
Here's the reason why he's not going to die. If Jon Snow dies, the entire storyline of Winterfell up is dead as well.
No, I don't think Jon Snow's
going to
die.
He's keeping that entire thing together. So
yeah, Domino says maybe Littlefinger can die. Sansa, Jon Snow, and Dernys are endgame people. I agree with that. I would say you never know, but I will say that I really think Jon Snow is going to get into the mix either that way or, like I said, or the Wildlings, one or the other, or both. He might get both of those armies together. Who knows? But I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, the North's going to have some fucked up shit happening this year. But Jon Snow, think about it. If he's dead, what is happening at either both Winterfell and the Wall? Nothing. There's no reason to go back to either of those two storylines. What, you think Gilly's a strong enough character to like go back for that storyline? No. Jon Snow is the anchor pin for the entire North.
Her overbite's strong enough.
You know, you know nothing, Joel Dutch.
Well, at least from all my friends that have read the books, that are those people that read the books and say, like, oh, you're not going to guess what happens next, and I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen next. I've actually, they've leaked to me that
you better not. I don't want to hear it.
No, no leaks. No spoilers.
And by the way, Sean, you doing that right there,
John,
you just ruined it.
You mean John?
Do what?
No. Sean.
What did I
Sean
said do? You know nothing.
Yeah, I didn't
you
say
said
a
you know
thing.
Nothing, which basically you took my entire argument. Instead of just letting it go, you just told me that he got killed.
No, you overreaching there, Dutch. I don't think that. I didn't pick
he
that
was
up from that at all.
Probably just saying you know nothing, Jon Snow.
You said that saying, there's no reason to go back to those storylines. Uh-huh. And that's, I said,
if,
you know nothing.
If Jon Snow isn't there.
Oh, no, he's. No, I don't think that's what he meant
you
at
just
all.
Ruined it. Oh, no. My God, you bastard.
He didn't ruin anything.
He really didn't. You're wrong.
No, I think he's just saying.
Yeah, you're wrong, sir. Sorry.
There are plenty of reasons to follow out any Winterfell story.
Because of the White Walkers.
Because of the White Walkers, because it's owned by the Boltons right now and not the Starks.
That's not strong enough. You have to have a sense of
character.
Says you.
That's not a strong enough thing. Sansa Stark is still alive. There's Sansa Stark, Jon Snow's still alive, but he's Snow, so he said he was staying a Snow. Okay, then that's fine. But Sansa is still a thing.
We don't give a shit about Sansa. We
you
give a
don't.
Shit about Jon Snow.
And you
right?
don't know what Arya is going to do.
I give a shit about Arya.
Yeah, Arya's
shit about Jon Snow.
Shit up, man.
I care about Sansa.
You do? You really
I do.
Know.
I do.
What was she saying
She's
again?
She's kind
like,
of a cunt, and I kind of want her to die.
She was saying no. Cersei, Walter Frey, the Mountain, and some other person. She kept on
I
saying
I think the dude who chopped her dad's head off.
Walter Frey was the guy that... Sir Walter Frey is the guy that cut off her head.
Right.
No, isn't Sir Ilyn Payne?
Oh, yeah.
She had four names
yeah,
she kept
right.
repeating. Hold on.
I didn't know the two.
Sir Meryn.
Cersei.
The Mountain.
Yeah. Walter Frey, the Mountain, and then somebody else. It was like Meryn something. Meryn Turn.
Yeah, who I think.
Who is that?
Sir Meryn is the guy that's the knight that follows Cersei around. That works for Cersei. The head of the remember when Jaime got his hand cut off, they took him away from the thing?
Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
Walter Frey.
Is he the one who chopped the dad's head off? No, that was Sir Ilyn Payne.
Meryn
Sir Ilyn Payne's dead.
That's the Meryn one. Meryn Trant.
Meryn Trant.
And right.
Sir Meryn's an asshole.
Right. Who is that again?
That's the guard, the King's Guard, the head of the King's Guard, Sir Marin.
Yeah.
Terrible names. What are you doing?
This is tough. There's so many names. It's really hard to keep up.
Well, just hold on. Help me out real quick. Who is that?
Oh. You asking me?
Sir Marin is the head of the King's Guard. He's the guy who...
What did he do? I know he chopped off...
The Hound was the head of the King's Guard.
Oh, didn't he? No, he didn't kill the Butcher. That was the Hound.
That was the Hound, yeah.
Yeah, the Hound killed the Butcher.
Hold on.
There were too many characters at one point. Ah!
Here's the thing. We're supposed to be the show to help you guys out with this for other listeners who may not know this shit, and we're failing miserably.
No, we're doing a pretty okay job.
He's head of the Kingsguard now.
There you go. That's his picture.
There he is.
Oh, I know that.
He looks like a shithead.
He is.
Okay.
What did he do?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, for listeners who don't see this image, like, how do we describe...
He was sent to apprehend Arya Stark. Oh, he killed Cyril Ferrell.
Oh, the guy that taught her how to sword fight. The guy that taught Arya how to sword fight, he killed him. Yeah, that's right.
Right, and that's the reason why she wants to kill him so bad is because he killed her mentor. Okay, I get it.
And then he's pretty much is responsible for holding Sansa hostage.
Yep.
Yeah, right. And he was also Joffrey's guard, and he always, like, do whatever.
Joffrey?
Joffrey, yes.
Joffrey.
Joffrey.
Giraffe-roffrey.
Giraffe-roffrey.
Yeah, I remember him now.
Yeah, and he.
Jamie, Sir Marin helps escort, blah, blah, blah. Cersei Lannister.
He helped apprehend Tyrion after the poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. God, I hope Cersei fucking gets it. I'm so sick of her. She won't die either. I don't think they
No, dude, if you don't have her, you don't have a central person to hate.
She
has. You don't think Cersei's going to get offed?
Something serious has to happen to her because they foreshadowed it in the very opening scene of
season 5.
Oh,
with the creepy witch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
There was foreshadowing.
They said something like, doesn't all her kids are going to die?
That doesn't mean she is.
No, it was the king that she was going to marry was going to have 14. She was only going to have 3.
And she said, and they said, like, gold will be their crowns, gold will be their shrouds. Like, they're going to die.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Because so far, one's dead, and then she has the one who's in danger. Jamie's not going to get there in time.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
That one crazy Arabian chick is going to kill her.
With the pointy shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Time to wrap up, guys.
Is it that time already?
Woo.
But there's so many things we don't know.
Just like an episode of Game of Thrones. You build it all the way up, you get steam, and boom, credits come.
Yep.
That's what went on with this episode, I think. The overall was there was a lot of stuff to set up.
Turn it up, Royce. I can't hear it. It's so quiet.
Like, there was a lot of stuff to think about and set up, but none of it really...
Yeah.
Has been set in motion yet enough to where it warrants, like, oh my God.
Right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Next week, we're going to be talking episode 3, Game of Thrones, got wieners and such.
Where's the Ukrainian?
Hopefully, we'll be here soon. We'll find out. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned next week.
Woo!
Bye.
You still have 2 minutes, though.
Not according to my clock.
Not according to my cock.
I got 29. I got 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, so do I.
Okay, cool. Well, then go ahead and talk if you want. But this is the best
part. Why are you being cunty? Everyone flops
their wieners all around his face. They started the outro already.
Please start it over. There we go. I just want to hear it in its entirety.
Well, it's only it's a small clip repeated.
Exactly. Party, party, wieners, wieners, nice and soft, non-erect, wieners, flopping, flopping, wieners, flopping.